It's a Star Trek Enterprise D. But I must ask, is it a coincidence you wore that shirt? Because it's pretty much Enterprise D color.
I know. It might have been subconscious. I'm not even lying. It might have been subconscious.
This was a coincidence. I wore this to church today.
No, because one of the things I've always been curious about, because on TV, you know, depending upon like the lighting and what season it is, it always you can't tell like what color it's supposed to be. And I was super excited when we saw it. That's the color. That's the color.
All right, here it is. Whoa.
Oh, I knew what was in there, and I moved the thing over. Oh, look at the letters. We got the letters.
Yes.
We got the letters.
We've become quite the prop collectors.
Mike, the proper term is propeteers.
Propeteers, okay. But I'm happy with what we have. Our prop hunting started off very small, literally with a gremlin ball.
That's right, that came before the actual gremlin.
In between the gremlin ball and the actual gremlin were gremlin arms.
Yeah.
The gremlin ball, one singular ball from Gremlins 2, I was so happy that day. But then Gremlin Arms, and then we got, of course, our couple of Gremlins, and then now we've expanded into many different props. We have a Rocketeer. Something I'm very happy with is our Data shirt.
A remarkable experience, Commander.
Pepsi Perfect, Back to the Future 2. Our Baby Binks, of course. Oh, my God! Oh, boy.
Oh, my God! Oh,
that's fucking coming out. Oh. But here's the thing. All of them are very, very self-sustaining, simple. They can be taken out of the box, placed on a shelf. But our biggest challenge was our exploded Enterprise D model.
Because it was giant and exploded.
And in pieces and okay. Crumbling. We've documented our problems in the past with certain gremlins. Gremlins are also very delicate. They're made of foam latex, which rots and loses its elasticity over the years. And the paint chips. They were made to be used for, you know, a couple of months or whatever for the film's production. And then they just...
Disintegrate.
They're not meant to stand the test of time. So
especially this, because this wasn't even meant to stand any amount of time. It was meant to be exploded on camera.
right. So our one gremlin, gravity pulls down on them on the stands that they're in, and it starts to tear through its neck. We attempted to...
Oh, did I ever buy the right case for that gremlin?
No, you never did.
Oh, shit.
It's currently laying on top of a plastic tote in our storage area. We could get it professionally fixed, but that would mean shipping it.
Yeah.
Which gives me anxiety. So I think we're just going to have to let that one... we're just going to bury it in the backyard. Give it a proper funeral. Say a few nice words.
Why don't we just drop it off somewhere in public?
Wouldn't it be funny if we just donated it to Goodwill? It would just end up on the news. That'd be pretty funny. Someone would just think it was just crumbling everywhere. What the fuck? It'd be like that person that found Gene Roddenberry's Enterprise in a storage locker and tried to sell it on eBay for $1,000.
I'm so excited to hear about that.
But so I wanted to set the record straight here. We have maybe a reputation for not treating our historic movie props with the most respect. Mm-hmm. But we'll get it.
Oh no! Fuck!
You just spilled beer.
We're just
beer.
Spilling beer all over.
Your French gremlins.
Oh my god! Yes, get that and put it on camera for no reason. Yes! Throw it! Destroy the set with your one-of-a-kind Star Trek prop!
This is what you get for killing Paul Winfield! And that is our prerogative. That's our right. We own those. We can do whatever we want with them, right?
Yeah.
But if I had seen someone who bought something that I liked and treating it terribly, I would be upset.
Yeah.
So from here on out, I will no longer throw Star Trek props around.
Or at my face?
At your face. I will no longer drop kick Baby Bink. Well, maybe Baby Bink. There's so many of those. Baby Bink. Let's see what else we got in the box. But we're here today to talk about our exploded Enterprise D, which is from the episode Cause and Effect.
Which is one of my favorite episodes of all time.
Mm-hmm. And I think when we were unboxing it, I hadn't really watched the episode, scrubbed through it, looked through it in a while. So I wasn't sure what it was or which explosion it was from. But going through it again, there are three identical explosions and then a fourth one that looks like it was a model like this size.
Yeah. Which actually surprises me because I remembered it being the exact same explosion every time.
They threw a different one in there just so it wasn't like
completely monotonous.
So that they, well, I mean, it's an episode about repetition.
Yeah.
So it would have been okay, but I think just for aesthetics or for, you know, so they didn't look like they cheaped out. Mm-hmm. They tried to do a different angle. And so I really want to, for this video, I want to look into the, see if there's any behind the scenes on this.
Gary wanted to go all out. He had Greg Jean, model maker. He built two or three beautifully detailed small Enterprises. But then he had Greg build a full replica of a large 4-foot filming miniature.
I did a quick Google search, like photographs. Because our model is interesting. It is only the underside of the saucer section.
Mm-hmm. And it's got this section of the drive portion.
Yeah, and the underside.
And not this part, though.
No,
just this
that part.
Yeah.
And then we have the two nacelles, and they're split in half. So they're molded in two halves.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff is made out of fiberglass, it looks like.
Yeah, fiberglass. Or some kind of, almost looks like a sheet metal under it.
I'm
assuming it had something to do with the explosives.
Possibly. And then, oddly, the tips of the nacelles are a solid resin. And I don't know why.
My first thought was, did they try to make it glow so they wanted something to get clear? But
it's a solid resin.
It's a solid resin.
And then this middle section, what do you call it? The neck part?
Yeah. I just call it the neck, I guess.
I'm sure.
I'm sure it has a proper name.
I can't think of the proper name right
now.
All that's gone.
We're embarrassing ourselves by not knowing what
that's
called.
That's all right. It could be like it just exploded that part so badly that I was just like, throw that out. Keep these big pieces.
Small enough to breathe. They just threw it in the trash.
Yeah. Where it's just like you're not going to keep every little tiny scrap.
Like, didn't you say you could see one of these just... The Bussard collector is just flying off.
Yes. The Bussard collector. Sorry, I called it the tip of the missile.
Yeah, that's the Bussard collector.
Yes, you're right. I know that.
Jay, did you know that?
Yes.
Jay knew that.
I know all about Star Trek.
So I'm hoping I can dig up some either behind-the-scenes photos of them blowing this up or a video. I don't know if it exists even. I mean, it doesn't really matter. What we got sent to us was... meticulously wrapped, packaged. It took us a very long time to unwrap it, and unlike our other props, where you know the Data tunic, the uniform, we bought a mannequin stand, put it on that, done. Critter, we throw on the thing, we're done. This was a challenge. We sat around with it on a folding table in the studio for, I don't know, a couple months now.
Yeah.
Just sort of dragging our feet.
If you're going to mount the Enterprise on the wall, you kind of want to do it right. Like, doing this right and preserving it in a way where it's not just getting damaged. Like, this isn't one of your f***ing gremlins. This is an Enterprise.
Yeah, I know. You want to display it nice, and you want to display it safely. Because this, like a gremlin, has flaky paint. And while it doesn't, like, tear apart by gravity, it's a strong material that it's made out of. It's still flimsy and the paint flakes.
Mm-hmm.
So someone bumps into it or it falls off a shelf. I mean, 95% of that paint is going off in flakes everywhere, and it would be a catastrophe. So how do you display this? That was our challenge. And boy, was it a challenge. So people send us stuff and weird stuff, and someone sent us this, which is a dissected VHS tape, which this, I guess this was the inspiration for how we should mount.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
It's like, cause you can't reassemble the ship. There many parts are missing and it's impossible. So this is I don't know, neat thing, VHS tape, all the little parts are glued on. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's do it like this, you know?
Uh-huh.
So then we're talking vertical hanging on the wall. How do you do it?
Well, that much was obvious. I guess we went with the flat board. I was in my mind toying with, like, do we have it on, like, individual poles, something like we can wheel around and, like, almost floating, but I could have tried to build that and it would fall apart.
Yeah, so, like, how do you attach it?
Yeah.
So we had to deal with many things, gravity, glue.
Well, pegs seem fairly obvious. You get a big peg vertically that it can rest on. You're not gluing it to the board. You don't want to glue it to the board. I mean, I guess you could, but I wouldn't want to.
Right.
So then you got to worry about, if you use pegs, you got to keep it from falling over.
Let's start with the nacelles. We have
yeah.
Nacelles in three pieces.
Well, the nacelles for me were the biggest headache. I think the easiest part was the big underside.
Yeah. The nacelles were, the underside of the nacelle was molded all, like, haphazardly.
It wasn't molded cleanly like the exact shape of the outside. This weird, like, sheet metal-ish kind of thing in there, and that's all kind of bent up.
It was like almost like a resin, too. It was, like, all globby and weird, and they weren't all uniformed. All four halves weren't uniformed, so...
You can't hang it on a nail because it would just slide right off.
Yes. It was smooth and curved on the inside, so, yeah, it didn't have a nice thing where you could just hang it. I'm trying to decide if... Since the interior of these things is all globby and...
Sorry.
Since the interior of all these... So then we used, like, a silicone caulk to, like, adhere, to kind of glue it, almost, but nothing that would be, like, as permanent as, like, Gorilla Glue or Super Glue.
Right.
Where you, in time, you might be able to remove these and kind of peel off that silicone caulk. Why not?
Yeah.
But it's strong enough to keep them on there so where if somebody bumps it, they don't fall off. And then you have the nacelle, the Bossard collector... tip of the nacelle, which has to be displayed upwards, but also has a round edge that's weird that you can't really... So
there's no way to glue that. There wasn't any good way to put it on, like, pegs. The thing that made the most sense to me was just, we'll build a little shelf. It's got a nice flat bottom. We can just sit it down.
Tiny little shelves. why not? And because it has to, when you look at it straight on, it has to look like you're looking at the Enterprise-D from above.
Yeah.
So
yeah. This could just be, like, random blown-up bits.
It could be, yeah. Oh! And then the dorsal section, the engineering section, was really... that they should go like this, but...
I mean, I guess we could have sandwiched them to display it, but... Well, the one, I think we're going to use pegs, but... They're light enough that just wire through the window
ended up
being enough for the back half.
Yes.
I guess the top half.
Lots of the windows were open because I'm assuming they had some kind of light on inside the model. Although it doesn't look like it in the episode. Maybe they just abandoned that.
Maybe.
But it's strong enough material, whatever they made this out of, fiberglass or whatever, to where the wire was strong. And it's light enough to where, yeah. So drilled holes through the wood. Took a wire, U-shaped it, pulled it through, and then twisted it in the back. And it was enough to, like, pull it taut and keep it attached without doing any thing to the model. Same with the saucer section. We didn't glue or attach anything. It's sitting on a peg and has a wire through three windows.
Yeah. I think I originally had some crazy idea. Well, we have a peg. We got to keep it from falling over. We got to have another piece of wood going up that it can rest. That was dumb.
Well, this was a trial and error. Trial.
Thought experiment.
Yeah, you really couldn't try anything.
Because then you risk fucking something up.
You can't undo it.
Yeah.
So it was a trial and hopefully no error. and I think we were successful. Let's see what happens.
Oh, I'm so glad comedy didn't happen. I mean, we've only done one test live so far.
I think it'll be fine. It's not, the only thing that's heavy is the board that it's on, and Jay has an idea about how to hang that on the wall.
Yeah. The awkward thing that I'm worried about is the undersection here. Because the way that's displayed, we couldn't put it flat against the board.
Right.
So we've got some kind of weird wooden peg under it, and then like the underside of that is just glued to it. I think that's the weak link in this thing. It might last for years and years and years, but it's not going to be forever. I think sooner or later that thing's going to fall off.
Yeah, well, we discussed adding pegs for it to rest on.
But then it's still going to fall forward after even the glue gets undone.
But the silicone caulk is pretty strong, I think.
Yeah.
Jay swears by it.
Okay.
He says it will never fall off.
Jay said it would never fall off. I distinctly heard him.
Oh! Okay, looks good. Don't worry about it. Okay. But the good thing is that particular chunk of the ship weighs almost nothing. So it's not like it's made of metal or something heavy. It's not cast iron that we're trying to hold suspended in the air. So we're okay, I think. And if it falls, oh well. Just go crazy. Oh, he's doing it.
Yeah, you freaked me out.
It's all blotchy.
What is going to happen to this thing after we're dead? Like, how many years in the grand scheme of the universe until it ends up in a landfill?
Well, let's go shorter term. Okay? Let's not go like landfill. We're all in graves, and the Earth has been enveloped by the expanding sun. Okay, let's hold off a minute. I thought about this because you went out and bought the 4x4 piece of wood, and then discovered comically that it didn't fit in your car.
Uh huh.
Now I thought, when we have to move this ever? Like, we have to get a truck.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty big, unless you have a pickup truck or, like, a really big car, but it won't fit in most cars. So, I don't know. You can't strap it to the hood of your car. All the little paint flakes are going to fly off. I'm back traveling at warp speed without shields, without a deflector dish. I'll fall apart in the wind, and then I'll fly off on the expressway.
Someone's going to get into an accident from all the paint flecks that just cover their windshield, the guy behind the truck.
He'll think it's snowing out as the Enterprise-D disintegrates in the wind on the expressway. No, I don't know. Well, we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay.
And just kind of...
Okay.
I don't know.
It was Paramount Studios, but now it's ours for a few years.
Until we sell it on prop store to someone else.
Sell it on the prop store to somebody
else. We've done the work for the next owner.
They're going to say, oh God, what shoddy restoration work they've done. This is terrible preservation. I'm going to have to redo everything.
It'll be like the famous Jesus painting.
That's us, Mike.
That's us. Hey, you know what? In conclusion... I've never done anything like this, and neither of you, I don't think.
No.
And I think we did a pretty okay job.
We've done it with love. But that's the underside, and on top of that, basically, would be...
Yeah, it would be like this.
Be like, oh God, be like that.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Our favorite TV show of all time, our favorite ship, spaceship of... I don't know if I speak for you, but... One of my favorite spaceships of all time.
Yeah.
Maybe the favorite spaceship of all time.
The Enterprise D is the favorite in my heart. I think visually, the refit Enterprise, oh, gorgeous. The movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But really, this ship is like a second home to me.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I don't know.
You have an Enterprise. How do you top the Enterprise, Mike?
A better Enterprise that's not blown up. And then it's on to buying the $500,000 12-foot-long Enterprise D model, and I want to watch you try and fit it in your car without damaging it one bit.
I would just put it on, I'd have like a little cart. I'd just be wheeling it down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't fit it in my car. I had to walk it home.
And then you couldn't get it in your door.
And I couldn't get it in the door. I had to take a saw and start cutting pieces off of it to get it in the door.
It's like that famous picture on the internet. Have you ever seen that?
Which one?
Someone had a, like, I don't know if it was from like a store display, or it wasn't, like, it was an Enterprise A. And it was just laying on their front lawn. It's like, free. and it was like 10 feet long. But it looked nice, you know. But it clearly wasn't like the movie prop. But
yeah.
And so they didn't know what to do with it. And slang out for the trash. It just says free or for sale or something like that. So that would be the fate of our $500,000 Enterprise D.
It'd
be on Rich Evans' front lawn.
I wouldn't be able to bring it in my own home. I'd still pick it up for free, goddammit.
Right.
That's going to be sitting on my lawn. Maybe I'd mount it on top of my roof.
Yeah. You'd be looking in the newspaper, Tremopoline! So we end our Star Trek video on a Simpsons reference.
That's fine.
Thanks for watching, everybody. And here's a picture of it hanging on the wall, I guess, because we really shouldn't end the video without showing the final thing.
If something went horribly wrong, we don't know about it yet.
So try and help us and warn us right now.
Put it in the comments. Let us know. Oh, no, wait, don't do that yet.
Tell Jay,
such and such will go wrong.
Tell Jay not to use anchors in the drywall. Please, tell him. Tell him now before it's too late. He's going to do it. I know it. Why? Just hold up my anchors. No, Jay. You can't put 15 hard drives on a tiny shelf held up by two anchors. It's going to fall right out of that drywall over time.
Mike, that sounds oddly specific.